I'm Jess Spear for the Wavefarm Radio Art Archive, and I'm pleased to introduce this piece by British sound and radio artist Kef Matthews. For this piece, Matthews collaborated with the community to create programming for a radio station broadcasting from her studio in London's East End. Each contributor created a score for their piece by marking a route on a map to be performed by cyclists, with radios tuned to Radio Cycle 101.4 FM. The radio station broadcast programs continuously for a week in the summer of 2003, and we'll listen now to an excerpt from those performances.
101.4 FM. Radio Cycle. Have you heard us riding by?
But Dr. Blinov, I have a more basic question. What kind of waves do we speak about? What are these electromagnetic waves? Or what is this weird thing?
Waves, yes. As such.
Electromagnetic waves.
Electromagnetic waves. Radio waves.
Yes.
That's actually quite a peculiar thing. Because as far as I'm aware, still nobody really knows what that actually is.
Good afternoon, East London, from Radio Cycle on 101.4 FM.
So we have these weird things called electromagnetic waves or radio waves, and we can use them and we can make a radio program right now, which functions by using those waves, where we have a transmitter, and hopefully somebody out there, hello, has a receiver.
Radio Cycle 101.4 FM. Phone number 0207-923-9697.
I can actually hear us speak here, but we still don't know how it really works down on the kind of
theoretical level.
Theoretical level.
True, that's certainly true,
Here in studio right now we have great guests.
You can't deny me, you can decide to turn your face away.
So, I guess first time...
I come from London and the rest too.
Oh, something inside so strong. Brothers and sisters, when they insist we're just not good enough. Well, we know better, just look them in the eyes and say, we're gonna do it anyway, we're gonna do it anyway, we're gonna do it anyway. We're gonna do it anyway!
It made me have a lot of emotions, and you see, so I like singing, so I thought I could do it on the radio.
Now I finally realize, can't you see? That's the way I feel about you, baby!
Thank you.
Did you ever see a cow with a green eye down by the bay?
Okay, double trouble.
What?
And it's also £5.
No, they're different type. And I've got the chaos race. They're like evil gods, whatever. They all they want to do is cause destruction and chaos all over the world. They look extremely good, with like large axes, black armor, shining. Basically, you can't see anything but armor and weapons.
So, but then they also thought that the radio waves they propagate through the ether, but then they found out that there is no such thing as the ether, and the radio waves also propagate in the vacuum.
By the time the small, stiff body of the boy was finally discovered and laid on a hurdle in the snow-covered rushes, it was already deep twilight. The boys stood round, frightened, like shy birds, staring at the corpse and rubbing their stiff blue fingers.
True, and they discovered that the light also propagates through the vacuum, which is also quite a contradictory thing, because still nobody knows whether the light is a wave or a particle, which is quite a bizarre thing. So, for a few hundred years, the idea of ether was really quite suspended.
Alright, okay. Big up the furious crew inside. Alright. Speak quick, close, six flows. Can't hear me behind you on my tiptoes. Chaps and chain and phone, I'll take those. Take out you or the crew, who knows? And again, and I spit quick, close, six flows. Can't hear me behind you on my tiptoes. Chaps and chain and phone, I'll take those. Take out you or the crew, who knows?
It's all about.
Alright. Okay, let me. Mixer. Rube. Alright. Rube, don't run up your tongue. Me and you clash, yes, you will get bun. Lewis don't get spat, they get flung. All over cause that fat lady song. Say what? Do you want me to stop?
But, I find it interesting and hard to understand. I mean, Dr. Blinov, if we have a point A and a point B, and between those points we have a wave, an electromagnetic wave, does that wave actually travel?
It does travel.
I thought in a way the points are connected anyhow.
You see, basically the idea of wave presumes that there is some substance which basically exists between point A and point B, and the wave is a pressure front which actually propagates in it. Yes, just like in the sea or like in the ocean, you've got to have water to have an ocean. If you've got the water, you have a very possibility to have a wave in it, which would be some kind of a front, which would be somehow different from the rest of it.
So have you applied like water understanding towards air understanding?
Yes, that would be quite rightly, yes.
Okay, so here we have the map. Right, and the map that we have. We hear you in the house. We've got you in the house. Okay, that's fine. We'll be departing then at 2:40. We can delay everything here for 7 minutes. Because it's getting warm again suddenly. Okay, fine. Radio Cycle in the house, delaying the first departure until 2:40.
Okay, here comes the information for the first piece. The route from London Fields cyclists is to go out of Pub in the Park and you take a left down London Lane and you come across Exmouth Place, across Warburton Place, Tudor Road, and then you come down past Kendall House. And the road bends slightly round to the right, the bendy bit, and you're on the end of King Edward's Road. You bend round Skipworth, and then you come down into the Victoria Park. And you cycle round and round and round the park. The instruction was please that as many cyclists do this together as possible. If you're wondering what's going on, then call 0207 923 9697. You're tuned into Radio Cycle on 101.4 FM. Mario Radinovich's work for as many cyclists as possible to take a circuitous route around Victoria Park.
Thank you.
wave is simple. That's a wave in the pressure of the air, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
Change in the pressure of the air.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
One. Outside the computer room crew. Yes, all in one. Outside the intro, outside the Roman crew. Outside the Ranwell block. Outside the pit block crew. Yeah. It's all in. Stamel. Lock off man on deck. Blunt. Inside. Okay. I'm in the best right now. I just like to be trying to test right now. You're going to get correct right now. I'm in test under the best right now. Let's never come and try next right now. It's time to earn big sets right now. So don't come and get in there right now. AK standard, AK standard.
Thank you, Victoria Willis. The next thing you're going to hear is an important announcement from President Nixon concerning national security.
I am not fond of homosexuality, I understand. But nevertheless, the point that I make is that, goddamn, I do not think that you glorify on public television homosexuality. The reason you don't glorify it, John, any more than you glorify whores. Now, we all know people go to whores. We all know that people are do that. We all have weaknesses and so forth and so on. But goddammit, what do you think that does to kids?
But I did prepare.
Cycle 101.4 FM. Hold on, folks. We're being bled into by some pirate who's done us a dirty. Now, I met him just last summer, and it was a completely chance meeting, so I just want to say welcome, Bobby.
Yes, tonight, for all brothers and sisters in the house, Radio Cycle, Bobby FM, coming live for you, and you, and you, and you, for I, and I, and I, and I.
How unworthy to receive glory, honor, and power.
Tonight in studio, both are writers and...
I'm really worried about consumerism because that means basically we have no human exchange. It's a machine logic. It's all about money, it's about numbers, and so...
But it's also the example of what we call commodity fetishism, you know. The commodity presents itself without any connection to where it comes from. So you look at something and you buy it and you don't think about all those connections that came behind. This phone was made here by these people, and it's that our society naturally does that. So in that sense, you know, you don't know whether the coffee you buy has been done by some good cooperative somewhere or it's been done by some cockroach capitalist slaving his workers. So in that sense, maybe that is a problem in our society, that we don't feel happy in our own consumerism because we don't know where it comes from.
So you lift up into the air. At first you feel this kind of tingling in your whole body.
What we're really interested in is making a history film about the present, about right now.
Have here with us Shireen and Yasmin from Hackerston School. They have travelled all the way to come and talk to us about rap music and do they think it influenced the youth of today. Are you ready, you two?
Yeah.
Okay. What type of music do you two listen to?
Well, I like R&B, garage, soul, hip-hop and a bit of rock.
We quite like this idea of finding information from different places and bringing it together, and it's a series we did. This one's called A Cup of Tea. You brought a tea bag to the show and the sound source was the kettle boiling. You listened to it in the front room of this house, which had been stripped of everything, and the walls had been lined with speakers. About 200 or 300 domestic speakers taken out of things like TVs, radios.
Introduce yourself.
Thank you. Yes, hello, good morning. I'm a visual artist, as Kafer said, and I also have been keeping diaries. The image of melting toffee comes to mind and breaking into pieces. I looked at the broken pieces on the ground, thinking I like these.
London, and here in studio we have Caroline. Hi. And we have, do you want to tell me?
It's a song that was written by Mikey and myself the week after the big anti-war protest in Hyde Park.
Did you see 2 million feet marching down the street that Saturday? Were you there and did you hear Jesse Jackson speak that Saturday?
We have a caller on line 21, Patrick from Doncaster. Hello, Patrick.
Hi. I've just been listening to your programme, and I just wanted to say about the previous guest that I've just been, well, blown away by the poetry of it. It's amazing. It's beautiful, you know, what he's saying about language. It's just the medium of our time.
Yeah, I got that.
So, Patrick, have you come across any of Mr. Ugoda's work before?
Well, yeah, you know, and Learning Resource Centre here in Doncaster.
Oh, great. So, this Sunday afternoon, what are you up to then?
I'm going to write, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, for all of you out there, that's an example to follow.
Radio Cycle 101.4 FM.
Thank you.
You just heard excerpts from Radio Cycle 101.4 FM, a piece by British artist Kaff Matthews. For more information about Kaff Matthews and this piece, visit the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.